from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
There's a quarter on the ground. Will you bend down and pick it up?
Yeah.
Because I will not.
Oh my God, look at this guy.
Wills and won'ts. Will eat a Cobb salad in a movie theater.
Yep. Won't pick up a quarter.
No, I cannot tell you the last time I used a coin in a transaction. Did I flip a coin once in the last 3 years? What? I think I've used a coin flipping app more recently than I've used a coin.
I'm going to have a trail of quarters from here to your car for $10. You're going to pass those 40 quarters, not pick a single one of them up, and then I'm going to take them.
I would rather you give me $3 on one of these apps than you give me $10 in quarters.
Wow. This is not a mindset to become a millionaire.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, something a little different for you this morning, actually. A little different sound on your radio at 6 a.m. Good morning. It's Sal Capaccio, and I'm here with Nate Geary. I'm not sure if Nate and I have ever actually hosted a full show together. I'm not positive about that. Maybe a Sports Talk Saturday. We've been together here or there. I know we've done Bills draft stuff together. Maybe even Sabres draft stuff if the times had kind of coincided. But good morning to you. I don't know if we've ever done like a 6 to 10 or a 10 to 12 like straight up show together.
I agree. I think, and if so, it would be me behind the glass during a Sports Talk Saturday when you used to host Sports Talk Saturday, and I used to produce.
Evan DePasquale is producing today as well, and we're trying to help Evan along, trying to help everybody along here. I don't know what the situation was with you listening, where you are listening, how you're listening, but apparently there is a global computer issue going on, and I learned about this morning driving in and listening to Amy Lawrence. And I saw also, and I opened up on Twitter this morning, and one of the first things I saw was Channel 2 was talking about how, hey, they have the latest this morning on the global outage affecting banking and airlines. And I'm like, wait, what's going on? Then Amy Lawrence was talking about how there's a bunch of airlines that are grounded, but some are, some aren't. People are tweeting in. People are calling, saying who's doing what. What I can figure out, I don't know exactly what's happening. I'm sure we can find out a little bit here, but apparently this is a Microsoft issue, but it's the software through Microsoft. It's not like you just opened up your computer. You get on the internet fine here in this building, right?
Yep.
But you can't maybe get into your Microsoft store.
Okay, so it looks like from what I'm reading here that a software update from a cybersecurity company has disrupted IT systems globally. That's
it's wild.
Yeah. I think we all take for granted how we always just have everything always. Right.
I was thinking the exact same thing this morning.
How much we
rely on technology for everything. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's what we do. And technology has enhanced our lives immensely. right? It's also been kind of a, oh my God, there's too much technology and people on their phones too much. I get all that. But everything we do is so reliant on technology. I walked in here and I said, hey, you know, Evan, can you see this or not see this? What is it like in your producer's room? Like, for example, I have no access right now to our call screener, but Evan does. So if you call, like, you'll get in and you can call and Evan will answer and he'll say, hey, what do you want to talk about? And it'll put you on hold. But I can't see that. You can't see it either. Like, I turned this computer around in front of you, Nate, because I wanted to see if that one worked. But if you flip that around, you'll see what I mean. Turn that monitor around right there. You'll see exactly what I mean right there. That's our call screener. It just says, and you can't fix it. It says, hey, it's in recovery mode, but it won't go. But for some reason, there's nothing there that you can see. But Evan can put you on hold and then say, Sal, you know, Joe and Tonawanda's on line one or something like that. And I can just pull it up and he can pull it up. So it's fine. But we have no control over it here.
And you know, it's funny because I have a Microsoft Surface. So when when I came in here, I was like, oh boy, like, not that I'm off today. I'm playing in my, you know, member guest at the club today.
Of course,
so it's not like I really had a lot of stuff to do on the computer. I could have got by today if I didn't use my computer. But, you know, it still is weird to see. And I just wonder if it's like an older operating system. That's maybe why.
Right.
I don't know.
I use Apple products. I have a Mac. Totally fine. Now, I'm not telling you that there couldn't be an issue with somewhere along the way here. I don't know. But I use a Mac and I'm totally fine the way I use it. I'm going to tell you a story I've not told publicly, all right? Which is a bit of a personal story, but a wow kind of thing that I tell people sometimes. But I've never shared this on the air. I'm going to share it with you, and you're going to say, I want to hear your reaction to this. So as a lot of people might know, back in February, actually on Valentine's Day, I got a pacemaker. I have a pacemaker now. And it's not because I have an issue with my heart. I have a communication issue between my head and my heart. I've passed out several times. And a couple times I hit my head really severely and they said, hey, dude, you need a pacemaker. This will regulate because I have a, like, basically the way it works is when you, Nate, or anybody listening generally, when you get a little lightheaded, your heart understands that and recognizes it and just kind of works a little harder to get the blood back up and you're fine. Mine doesn't. And it's like, hey, you kind of have to wake up the heart and say, hey, dude, pump the blood. That's what happens to me. It's called neurocardiosyncope. It's just something in my life. So for a while, I'm like, come on, I don't need a pacemaker. I'm too young. I'm too healthy. Yeah. So finally, Valentine's Day, I get a pacemaker. All right. Go in. I'm so glad I got it. It's great. Haven't had any episodes since then. So a week after I get my pacemaker, I have to go in for a checkup, and they want to check the equipment. Like, hey, make sure it's in there okay. Mm-hmm. It's not moving around, you know, all these kinds of things. So I go into the cardiologist's office, but it's really more of like the technicians, and I don't want to, you know, screw up anybody's title. But so this guy, I'm sitting in this office, my wife's with me, she's sitting on the other side of the room. I'm sitting in the office and he takes this little device. He says, I'm gonna check to make sure it's working okay. And he just kind of, it looked like an Alexa, like a little circular thing, right? Yeah. He just kind of put it maybe 6 inches from my heart and went, and I hear a beep like that. And I see all this data come up on a computer. He never touched me. He never put anything on me. And I'm like, what's that? He said, oh, that's to make sure it's all working. And and everything is just coming up, all the data.
Just numbers.
Numbers. I'm like, well, this is kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but I get it. Like, that's how it has to work these days. In fact, there's a little app that sits next to my bed that always downloads the data that I can check every night on my phone or every morning, like, how my heart is. I don't even look half the time because it's fine. It doesn't have to even be working unless I, like I said, in those situations. So then he's checking it, and he says to me, he says, hey, you're gonna feel your heart race in a minute. Like, okay, that's weird. So I'm just sitting there, and sure enough, I mean, I'm feeling what's going on here?
1,000
like,
beats per second, right?
You know what I mean? You could feel like something happened. I look at my wife, my eyes get big. She goes, what's up? I go, I don't know. It just kind of feels weird. I go, what is that? Oh, that's just me. I'm controlling your heart, he said.
Controlling your heart.
From the computer. So when things like this happen this morning.
Yeah.
I think about that and I say, if you can control my heart from a computer because of the pacemaker, what else is going on in this world? And I'm not like a conspiracy nut. I'm not going down that road. What I'm saying, though, is when I see things like this, I'm like, what else can people do? You know what I mean? And this opens up the door that probably a road I don't need to go down this morning. I just want to, like, my perception and clarity on, like, what is possible really kind of changed that week.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. That's a crazy story. I can't even you know, my stepdad, like long time ago, my stepdad died when I was a senior in high school,
mm-hmm.
and he had congestive heart failure. So he also had a pacemaker installed as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he had all sorts of other equipment too. And a lot of it was like technology and computer based. And I guess I never really stopped to think about how many, just you, I know you, I've known you for whatever, a long time. How many people that are probably in your life that have, you know, a CPAP machine, all of these different like medical supplies that are all backed by a computer or yes. now AI, right?
Right.
And how much, when you started the show saying how much we all rely on yeah. technology and—
literally to keep you alive sometimes like this, right?
Right, yeah.
In these situations. This isn't just being hooked up to something in a hospital.
And all I think about is like you get this test and then on a computer screen, just a bunch of numbers that to you is like a foreign language or right. basically is mumbo jumbo. It means nothing mm-hmm. to you. This guy looking at it and says, okay, yeah, we're good.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
So if so the other way this works is too, and you know, I mean, you would imagine this is the case, but so my cardiologist has access all the time to my numbers. Mm-hmm. If something happens,
he knows right away.
Yeah, she does.
Or she does.
And she would literally like she could call me and say, hey,
is everything all right?
Everything good? Like I saw that you had a little episode. She could tell if that happened. Thankfully, it hasn't happened. Since I got it, that's why it's working, right?
Okay.
But yeah, isn't that crazy?
Have you ever seen the show I Think You Should Leave?
No.
It's a skit show, and there's actually a funny skit about this where the doctor wants him to take him to this really cool place, like this club.
Yeah.
And he's got a pacemaker in, and he sees his levels go up, and it's like 11 o'clock at night. He goes, hey, are you at the club? He goes, no, I'm not at the club. He goes, no, you're at the club. You're supposed to take me. So now his doctor knows every time he goes out without him. And it's kind of a funny skit.
Yeah, that's the other thing, right? Monitor, they know where people are. And I don't know. Like I said, this could go down a road I don't need to go down this morning. We're not doing but you get where I'm going, right?
I mean,
I'm thinking of 1984 and Big Brother and all that and everybody watching and knowing exactly what you're doing. But it actually, so it's a great point you bring up too about like, you never realize. Do you know how many people I've heard from since I've told the story or shared or told people that I have a pacemaker? How many people tell me that they have it that I would never know? And they're younger and healthier. And I'm like, wow, like I fought it for like a few years. Like, no way. I'm prideful. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing this. I'm too young. I'm too healthy. I was actually at Max played at Dalton Kincaid and Spencer Brown's camp the last 2 days. We mm-hmm. went to West Seneca East High School. Great camp. Pro Camps runs it. He's done a couple of these. He did Dawson's last year. And this I met a person on the sidelines who I was talking to, and they said, hey, you know what? I said, I have a pacemaker too. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, wow, look, you look really healthy. Oh yeah, well, I have this one issue. Then I was out at the BFLO store the other day for Give 716 Day. And a young lady who is in her early 20s came up to me and said, I listen all the time. I'm a big fan. And by the way, just so you know, I have a pacemaker as well. And it's amazing and striking. And I think that's like this cool kind of, it's kind of become this cool community where you can share this, right?
Sure.
But you're right. You don't realize how many people might rely on those kinds of things and issues that are going on. It's not just the health part. It's the technology part. And like, wow, like we're all kind of in this system here.
And my sister's been diabetic since she was 11 months old. And she, you know, for a long time, she had the automatic insulin pump where she could literally from her cell phone, you know, boom, from cell phone to pump to I'm, you know, injecting insulin in for, in you know, it's crazy to me. That had always been crazy to me. But now the idea that it's actually helping you in helping beat your heart and control your heart from a remote control. Super
well,
interesting and wild. And
I don't know who is able to do what today and where you're able to do it. I would just say this. Check on your computer systems, especially if you use something with Microsoft. Apparently, there's a global issue going on that's affecting some but not all. Could be airlines. If you have a flight today, if you're expecting someone to come in, if you're leaving, I would check with the airline.
Yeah.
I would check with the airport. If you're banking, just know that there could be some issues today. We'll keep you updated if we hear anything. And of course, News Radio 930 WBEN has a lot more on this if you want to turn over to them as well. Sal Capaccio, Nate Geary here. At 6:30, we're going to talk with Brian Cozio. So at the bottom of the hour, Brian's going to come on and talk about the Open, what's going on right now. Nate and I are watching right now, and I see Tiger Woods is 10 over. What's the cut? Definitely not 10. He's not going to make the cut, right?
He's not making the cut.
What's the cut going to be here? Do we know? Like three over, four over?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be over par. Look, Morikawa is usually the top 50. So Morikawa at plus two is inside the cut line. It looks like plus two is that cut line right now.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh. And Shane Lowry's winning. You walked in and said, I should have known with Shane Lowry. Why'd you say that?
Well, first of all, anytime there's inclement weather in the forecast, I look kind of like Shane Lowry as a guy that I'd like to bet. And the reason is he plays well in conditions. His game, he's not necessarily a big hitter for how big he is. He has just played very well in poor weather because he's from Ireland. And he's used to link-style golf, and what is part of link-style golf? It's the weather, it's the wind, the rain, the precipitation. He just tends to play well in these situations, and he just plays. If there's anybody on tour that I look at right now that is best set up for success in link-style golf, it's 100% Shane Lowry. He's won the Open. It's his only major. He won the Open 4 years ago when it was in Ireland, in his home country, which is really cool. But I'll tell you what, I don't even know Brown's first name. We were talking about this yesterday.
I felt weird because I'm like, who is
all Brown? Of us were
it's
saying
Daniel
this.
Brown.
Daniel Brown.
Daniel Brown.
And I believe he's a qualifier from the DP World Tour, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Yeah. Talk about a six
who
or five
is
under
Daniel
round.
Daniel Brown. That's right.
Unbelievable.
Five things to know. Here we go. Five things to know about the British Open Championship leader, Daniel Brown. All right. Loaded the five things. He got here via final qualifying.
Yep. Sounds right.
Okay. He has embraced a journeyman-type arc career. This is, I'm reading the three things you should know. His childhood home course is a former deer park.
Look at Scotty's stance.
Oh, Scotty
right now.
Scheffler is on his knees in a bunker. I mean, what is going on here? Hey, it looks like it's not raining at least.
Yeah, right? But look at the wind. Look at the flag.
No, you're right.
Jeez.
His childhood home course is a former deer park in England's North Yorkshire region.
Oh, my gosh.
He recently battled a cyst in his knee. Okay, well, he's an athlete. That's going to happen sometimes, I guess.
Really stretching for these five facts.
His younger brother is caddying for him at Royal Troon. That's cool.
Very cool.
For sure. Daniel Brown. He is, by the way, right now, they're pretty clear on top of the leaderboard. They're three shots over. Three shots above. And then
Scotty
Scheffler, just from his knees, basically, his knees are outside the bunker. His ball is in the bunker, and he just had an amazing shot within 10 feet.
Yeah.
Incredible.
What happens if that's you or I? Where's that ball? Is that ball advancing?
Well, first of all, if I have that shot, I might stop my round and say, I'm done.
I might take the unplayable.
I'm
yeah, well, yeah.
No, I mean, like, I just, but you're right. If you're in that spot where he was, oh no, you got to try it because we're hackers. That's what we do. And we say like, come on, we got to at least try for the fun of it. But you're right. Mine's probably going into the, in whatever body of water that is.
Yeah.
That's where my ball is going. Is that the channel right there? It's probably going into the channel. All right. 803-0550. Speaking of the channel, keep it right here. Like I said, and we'll talk not only keep you updated on what's going on with the global computer issue, but also got plenty of course, sports talk today. And that starts with 6:30. Brian Cozio joining us at 7 a.m. Paul Edston's going to join us. He is a radio show host in Syracuse. He is also the host of a – he does a lot of jet stuff. Paul is great. He's called we call him Boy Green on social media. He's awesome. And if you've never heard Paul talk, just he brings the energy. So on a Friday morning, a Jets guy bringing the energy, is either going to be great for you or you're going to get very frustrated, one or the other. But it's great. Paul's a really great guy. I've gotten to know him, and he's going to join us at 7 a.m. to talk about the Jets. At 9 a.m., we're going to have former University of Buffalo quarterback, Waynesville South quarterback, Waynesville South now head coach, Joe Licata on the air. You know, Joe and I, you know Joe well. I know Joe well. Joe, he has a really cool, he does a lot of these quarterback camps, but he's got a really cool quarterback camp one-day event coming up in a week from Saturday. So he'll tell us a little bit about that and all the different people are going to be helping out for all the youngsters who want to be a part of the quarterback camp. Boys, girls, all ages, he'll tell you that. I also told Joe, what I want to talk about is how quarterback play has changed. Because when Joe was even growing up and coming up in the mid-2000s versus now, like, I go to some of these camps he does. My son is a part of it. And I watch. I'm like, wow, like, I've talked to him. Wait, like, when I was growing up, they didn't teach that. Like, look at this movement, the way you might drop back, the way you move because of how offenses have changed, right? So it's pretty cool. You played quarterback in your life. Yeah, even you think back of when you, and not even talking about different systems, just dropping back and passing, taking the ball from shotgun. Quarterback play has changed a lot. How you read defenses, how you think about defenses, the routes that guys are running, spread offenses. Quarterback play has changed a ton, even in the short time that you've been out of playing football.
I think that we know way more. I think this happens with a lot of sports, Sal. I'm going to tell you this. It's happened with youth basketball.
Yeah.
If you've watched any of my younger cousin is a junior in high school. So I've watched some youth basketball. What is everybody doing now?
Three-pointers.
Right.
Three-point shooting.
And it's not that that necessarily wasn't what happened 15 years ago when I played youth basketball, but kids really weren't focused on that. Kids were focused on fundamentals, layups, all that. Like now, kids, instead of working on their layups at home, they're all trying to hit three-pointers. The same, I think, is for the game of football, right? I think kids are growing up, and what are they watching? They're watching their quarterbacks, their favorite quarterbacks, throw the football, run the football. And for a long time, Sal, if you were a great athlete on your team, even if you could throw the football well, they wanted you elsewhere. They wanted you at wide receiver. They wanted you at running back.
When I was growing up, it was running back.
The best athletes were playing quarterback.
The best athletes were the running backs when I was growing up, because we were taught when you throw the ball, three things can happen. Two of them are bad.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's what we taught. So we're not going to throw. We're going to hand off.
But didn't you feel for a long time,
the fast kid is going to go take it to the house?
And you felt like you were sort of wasting an athlete. And, you know, not every team had a handful of kids that you could say, these kids are our athletes. They're going to be our best players. You kind of wanted your athletes at the positions where they could get the ball in their hands and do something with it. Yep. So I think that has changed, where some of the best athletes are playing quarterback now. Mm-hmm. And so you watch the game, more is expected of quarterbacks at the NFL level, at the college level. And because of that, it's trickling down to the youth game. And listen, I mean, I coached, 2 years after I got done playing in college. So this would have been 13 and 14 is when I coached youth football. And even then I could start to see the transition, because there is more available. Perfect example, Joe, I think there's more available local, and this doesn't just go for our localities. It's for other areas as well. There's more resources. There's more players willing to, NFL players, right? They're all having camps. There's more. It's accessible as ever for instruction, and I think that's awesome. And I think that for really across a lot of sports, especially golf in the area, a lot of great youth instruction.
Right.
And I think that's great, because I think it gives kids a chance that really love the game, a chance, especially if they're interested and they want to learn more and they want to understand more about the game, not just three-step drops and five-step drops, but, you know, how you have your, you know, the fundamentals of where your upper body is, how to throw the football. I never really went to camps and was taught how to throw the football. It was kind of like your golf swing. It was like, well, that's your swing. Here's the things you can do to make your swing better. And it was never like, hey, Nate, make sure when you're at the top of your release and you're using your shoulders and you're using your hips and torso, it's just instruction, I think, has never been better. And I think it's a great thing for kids.
You raise a great point about the amount of information available. Let's circle back to the what we started with the show, technology. When I was at minicamp for the Bills, the first day of minicamp, I think it was that, it could have been OTA. It was right around there. Either way, it doesn't matter. We're walking out of like practice and I'm walking through the field house and there was and Josh has talked about this too. There was a guy who had all these cameras and set up at a 360. Mm-hmm. They were mapping all the throws of the quarterbacks. Josh stood in, and Mitch Trubisky threw in, stood in. And they were throwing little routes, and Chase Claypool was out there catching them. And then they'd go back to the computer and diagnose right away every little thing about their... And Josh talked about it, some company, he talked about it.
Is this the same company that he had mentioned like a couple of years ago? Okay.
Probably, but it's even more expansive, sure. Right? And that's how you're mapping every little detail and what you could see. Oh my God, at this point, look where your elbow is, right? It's not just recording someone in slow motion. This is literally a 360, every little detail.
Isn't it funny? And I think back to Tim Tebow, which by the way, is not that long ago.
Right.
The whole talk about him coming out of college is he
just wins.
Well, other than that, like the people that were talking about him playing at quarterback in the NFL level was his throwing motion was going to hold him back from being successful. And by the way, it did actually hold him back from being a successful passer in the NFL. But think about it now as Josh comes into, I would say, at least the last 3 years with like pretty noticeable tweaks in his throwing motion.
Yeah.
I want to tell you that I feel like is very rare for a quarterback in Josh Allen's, where he is in his career, how he's viewed across the league. Like he came into OTAs this year, and I think it was Matt Bove that may have had the video of like the first couple of practices where it was noticeable him trying to come over the top on some of the shorter passes so that he can be more accurate in those. Because I think Joe Brady's going to ask him to get rid of the ball quicker in some of those screen plays. And I think he really had to work on his fundamentals to get the ball in his hand and get the ball out quickly. Because on those, when I grew up, everyone's okay. Well, your deep passes, the passes over, they have to be accurate so that you're leading your receiver. I don't think a lot of people, I think the general fan takes for granted how difficult but how important those screen passes, those bubble screens, and then guys coming towards you. Those are really difficult throws to make because you have to be, if you have to have a guy stop or come back for the football or drop down for a football, it stops their momentum. And that's the whole point of those plays. A bubble screen, when you get that guy kind of looping around, you have to hit him in stride in order for that whole play to function properly, for the blocks to time up properly, for him to stay in momentum, stay in stride. And I think if you're just a casual fan watching Josh Allen throw a 7-yard bubble screen, I think you'd take for granted just how important the fundamentals that go into that so that every time it's predictable, the wide receiver doesn't have to think about it and can just catch the ball and go. And that's...
Well, think about the last few years, how many times I've actually had maybe a bubble screen, a little wide receiver slip screen down the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
It's slightly off. We've seen a couple of those.
Yeah.
And like that wasn't a great throw. I mean, it could be a bad catch. It could be a catch you're supposed to make. But those things certainly matter. And I agree. I think all of this information everybody's consuming is coming to this point. But speaking of all that, that happens in golf. You said it as well. We got the Open going on. We got Brian Koziol coming up. Brian's going to break down what's happening at the Open at Royal Troon. Right now, Shane Lowry and Daniel Brown are tied atop the leaderboard. They are just starting, basically. They're both 6-under. The next best, I think it's Justin Thomas, right? Justin Thomas.
JT is at 3.
Okay, that's Justin
and
Thomas.
And Corey Connors right there at 2.
Yeah, they're at 3-under and 2-under, respectively,
with a few other names up there.
We will take a timeout. We'll hear from Brian Koziol, Sal Capaccio, Nate Geary, along with you on a Friday here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.